96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone crackers bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Marty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
And the dog, them a link up, big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up, and a hip-hop apocalypse up. You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link up. How much ice just a and the rings up. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone focus back a thing now. Bitch throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard they must fight me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
To tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the town, born again, them said the flow ungodly. My mind need Jesus. Girls call cookies when my mind need reefer. Girl, when my frost, you can't stand me neither. Aim excellent, point blank, tell the truth. Bullets never miss the chin like a Chinese teacher. Yeah, every bad mind, fraud, them is this. Them parents get corrupt, so them are negative. How much longer you got yet from people? You know, see, you're not benefit. These cars are digits and say,
from what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone talk a smug a thing now. Big throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard they must fight me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
That we a go hard and a do it. Hennessy a floss and a do it. Champagne pop off and a do it. The girl dem a ask say a do it. Plus me jeans that a true it. And me white tee that a do it. As if you never knew it. To how we go hard dem a ask me a do it.
You got it locked and loaded to the Thursday, September 14th edition of Talking Heads. It's on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Now, listen, before we get all the formalities out of the bay and the usual particulars, and we got special guests in studio today, Mr. Gerard Darville. We'll be talking with him. They're doing big things in Pinewood, development of trade skills and youth empowerment. So definitely we're going to talk that. You know, I'm all about that. We'll do that in short order. But one thing I have to get out of the way right now, And for all of you all who are numerologists, you can play this in the island game. Yeah, it's Stat Boy's birthday. Got to big up Sancho, my oldest son. It's his birthday today. He's the big 16 today. I just remember bringing him home from the hospital. Honest to God, I just remember bringing him home. And here he is hitting me up like, hey, I need the keys. Keys for what? So, Sancho, I just want to tell you, man, me and your mom are very proud of you. Your brother Andoni's very proud of you. He looks up to you. We love you very much. And we're proud of everything you do, man. You know? In the classroom, in the studio, you know? Playing your sports, doing your thing, getting into your football, getting back into baseball. Look, we love you. We're proud of you. And keep on doing you, all right? And enjoy this and many, many more. And like I always tell everybody, rock out till you clock out, buddy. Enjoy it to the fullest. You got till midnight, so enjoy. We love you. And I definitely enjoy this and many, many more, all right? And Pops love you. You know that. Even though you pulled for the Baltimore Ravens. That's all right. It's all good.
Happy birthday, Sancho.
There you go, man. Turn up that mic, man, because you know Coach Gerard knew him from way back, too. So that's another way one.
Remember when we did that video? Still, let's go viral every now and
boy,
again,
boy, I
right?
Tell you, boy, that's a
show
good
show boys baseball.
There you go. There you go. But I tell you, man, if you want to chime in, We'll be talking with Gerard the first portion of this hour, and then the second portion will open up the lines because we got a lot to talk about when we look at the headlines. So you know how to chime in, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll-free Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day right here. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, Gerard. Welcome to the show again. Good to see you.
Thank you, Naughty.
Glad to have caught up with you and find out some of your plans for Pinewood. I know you're very passionate about that community. You've done a lot of community-minded events and initiatives, yes, in Pinewood, including farming.
Yes.
And now we're developing youth skills, correct? And trade skills, correct?
Yeah. So what we are looking at is that being a part of the government, being part of the solution, we have to be able to create innovative ways to be effective and felt inside our communities. And right now what we're looking at is that a lot of our kids missed school during COVID. A lot of them have took on economic responsibilities to their household, so it's difficult for them now to balance work life and being able to continue further their education.
Correct.
What we have been doing is working along with the community, working along with other NGOs, such as the Kiwanis, so that we could be able to have outreaches into the neighborhoods to be able to change possible outcomes. What we discovered is that if we were to be able to give these kids trade skills put them on a different level than academia, because academia, when you go to work, persons are actually, well, where's your degree, where is this, where is that? With trade, it's based on your workmanship. So if you know how to fix an alternator, you know, Pinewood floods here and there, persons drive through that water and their alternator freaks out. Well, if you could fix an alternator, nobody asks you for your degree from Harvard to fix an alternator. You go based off of word of mouth, and this is a great stream of revenue for our kids to be able to pursue.
And see, what's important, what I like about that idea and initiative, Gerard, is this. You talked about in the classroom, talk about the academia, and you talk about the trade skills. And what I like is that we need to identify kids and have them in the column. If they're going to be in the academia portion,
yes,
let them slide into the academia portion. Then we got the kids who are into the trade skills. Get them in there as early as possible, because like you said, if their passion and their talent is in the trade portion of it, then get them as highly qualified and certified as they can, because like you say, it becomes now in your skill, in your finished product.
Yes.
So you can determine how much you make per job. You can, and young people need to realize they could get in if three or four of them develop their trade skills together. When they come out, now they can put a co-op together. I got a mason, I got a plumber, I got an electrician, and I got a painter. Now all four of us can formulate a company, and we provide all the skills.
Well, this is good. When you have persons that care about the future, you would see that you would have persons like yourself, like me, entities like the Kiwanis. They come together, and then they strategize. And they say, well, hey, if we have X, Y, and Z here, well, let's make this happen for them, such as what we call the business incubator. So once you become a member of the cohort, you learn your skill. We have it for 16-week courses, whereas these kids would go through on Fridays and Saturdays. They would have instructor-led courses. And Sunday through Thursday, you would have industry professionals that they would be working with. It's a shared community space that everybody is free and welcome to come and learn.
On Thursdays, if anybody's interested in electrical work, you'll have an instructor who's a certified electrician and teaching that course.
Yes, and teaching that course.
And when they've finished the 16-week program, will they be certified to any capacity?
Once we get all of the authorizations from BTVI, we're looking to go through BTVI to get them their certifications. We need to get all of that panned out, but that is the route that we are going.
Or what about a possible funnel system into BTVI with possible scholarships?
What we're looking at is using a arm of BTVI called dual enrollment.
Okay.
In which the kids can, one, be in school and also gain college credits and certifications through BTVI.
That's good stuff. So folks that are out there, and listen, this is not so far, and to me, it's not so far out of the realm of possibility, because if you look around, in the summer, especially, I know some plumber friends, some AC friends. Guess what? Their children are right there working with pops.
Yes.
It's become a father and son business.
We're looking to start from grade 7 up to grade 12.
So it's good. So these kids already have some sort of experience in the trade, just either by family connections or by working these jobs. I think it might be an easier transition because, and you'll develop them a lot sooner because they're more familiar with the craft rather than coming out at the end of high school learning it.
Well, what happens is the difference between technical vocation and academia. Academia teaches you about a subject. Technical vocation teaches you how to do it.
Right.
So you could go to school for 4 to 8 years studying aeronautics and airlines, but you still ain't certified to fly a plane.
I've been flying the plane. I got just as much stripes as you when you come out. I've been flying.
So academia, you understand the theoretical side, but that still doesn't mean
break
that you
down
can
the
do
practical.
It. But through technical vocation, you can spend 2 years doing aeronautics, and you could be certified as an airplane pilot, right? And that's the difference. And so what we're looking at is that we looked at the market and we said that, all right, well, this summer is the coolest summer we're going to have for the rest of our lives. So that means that there will be a greater strain on refrigeration, on air conditioned systems. So we want to focus on getting our kids trained in fixing car ACs and being able to look at HVAC systems. We want to also being able to look at small engine repairs. This is very good for them being inside the community, right? Persons with lawnmowers, weed whackers, other small devices. Even when you look at the barber, right? If the barber drops his machine down on the ground, those barber machines cost about $100, $120. When you could be able to come to one of our kids in the area, they can be able to repair your barber machine for about $30, $40, right? And that provides value to the community.
And it also provides experience. It builds up experience. It builds up a portfolio for the young people because now, you know, little Billy got a reputation for fixing the barber machines. Guess what? Everybody in the community running their machines to Billy.
Yes. And what it does, what trade skill does is it allows you to sell yourself, right? So once you are a good person, you do upright business. And these are part of the lessons that we tend to employ with them. This is why we want to be able to use an entity like a Kiwanis to be able to spearhead it, whereas you already have established mentors. You're not recreating the system. You're not going out trying to say, well, where are you going to find persons to deal with these kids? You already find persons that take a joy in giving of themselves to the future, and you just empower them to do it much better.
We're going to get to the first break, Mr. Producer. On the flip side of the break, we'll take some text, we'll open up the lines, and we'll find more about this interesting initiative. You're getting ready to start this one up in
November.
In November, so you got a couple of months for kids to enroll to get more information about it. And then, of course, obviously, you guys are looking for obviously any kind of assistance, corporate assistance, correct?
So what we're looking at, we're looking for corporate assistance because we want to make it, we want to incentivize it as much as we can because it may cost to get them educated, it may cost to get them skills, but it will cost us a whole lot more if we allow them to fall to the wayside. So to be able to provide lunch so that they don't have to be able to worry about lunch, so that we could be able to provide internship or job shadowing possibilities. We're looking for persons to come and show interest in helping to support the program like that. And that would be a great, great benefit for the program.
We'll take that first break, Mr. Producer. Flip side of the break. We'll continue the conversation with Mr. Gerard Darvall right here on the Tuesday, September 14th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Calling all junior and senior high school students, you could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Play-Doh Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, What Does Going Digital Mean to You? For junior high students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school, and grade level, as well as your parents' contact information to alpha@platoalpha.com by Friday, September 22nd. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio on September 29th. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. It's the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition, powered by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
What would you do with extra cash? Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage cost. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to $1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to $2,000 off home insurance. With up to $10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bold espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
I got you on the Thursday, September 14th edition of Talking Heads, and I was talking to Mr. Gerard Dahl. We're talking about empowering the youth of Pinewood and the Pinewood community with trade skills and youth empowerment. I think you're off to something, off to a good start here. The program is going to kick off in November, correct?
Yes, the program is going to, we have a tentative date for November, and what we're looking at is we're looking for interest. We're looking for persons to say that, all right, I would be willing or I would like my child to be a part of this. And they reach out so that we could get a good feel for how big the cohort is. Because that all affects finances. We have to be able to create a great budget for it. And so right now, we're looking for interest. If anybody is interested in it.
Now, how can folks contact you? Is there any official website, Facebook page? Anything like that for the program, or is it just?
No, you stay tuned. We're trying to, once we get BTVI, all of that sorted out.
All of that squared away?
All of that squared away. then we would make another public
solicitation. Yeah, but you know, you have a platform here to get the word out, because obviously, you know, this is at the embryonic stages of it, but I think if people are aware about it,
yes,
ahead of time, they'll be more inclined to sign up when it is time, not when they hear about, and things are already in motion, they got other commitments. This gives them time to plan.
So one thing about people in Pinewood, we like to plan and budget. And so springing things up on persons last minute, last notice, doesn't do the project any good, right? Because persons already have their minds made up of what they were going to do with their time. And we want to be able to give persons advance notice so that we can garner the interest.
Now, I got a question for you here off the text lines.
Mm-hmm.
Marty, great show as usual. I don't mean to be a tool, but ask your guest, when will there be options or trades to teach persons how to fix the ocean in Pinewood that occurs every time it rains?
Yes.
I guess this is a long-time disgruntled resident of Pinewood, and maybe somebody who could clean the drains properly.
Well,
and get them to work properly.
Well, right. It's a step in the right direction.
Right.
If we can be able to influence more persons to be able to think outside of the box, then we would have a community of outside-of-the-box thinkers, and then probably our solutions would be listened to more, you know, adhered to.
But I think if you get this going, it allows the community to become involved.
Yes.
And then it gives it a bigger voice as far as the political platform goes when you want to lobby to the government for assistance.
Well, I'm a strong proponent of local government in Nassau, and everything I do is aimed at creating a self-sustainable Pinewood, a Pinewood whereas there is enough people in there making enough money that we can be able to support and take care of our own issues, right? And so it starts with empowerment. It starts with helping those to help themselves, understanding that the government is limited in what it can do. It is limited through financial constraints. It is limited through politics, right? Because even the politics, internal and external politics, is, you know, so at the end of the day, we see how it goes with government. So to continue to say that, all right, well, the government will be the all in all, right? We kind of setting us up for the same things we've been seeing for the past 50 years.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, it's refreshing to see that communities are now being more involved, like you say, and stressing for the local government. And I feel I'm an advocate for it here in New Providence as well. We need it everywhere.
Yeah. And the thing is with Pinewood is one of those constituencies that there aren't many businesses in there.
Right.
It's a strictly residential area. And as you know, when persons become more affluent, they leave the area. They don't stay in the area and make it better. So when a person got their first set of money, they move from off of East Street. They move into Pinewood. But when their children get money now, they move. They're going into Old Fort Bay. And what replaces them?
Right. And see, that's where communities like Pinewood, what I think would be awesome for Section 8, like how they have Section 8 in the States where they take...
Don't put Section 8 in Pinewood, please. No. That's against my views.
Why? But
because I think Pinewood should be like a life of key. Right.
Okay, but you didn't hear me fill out when I said Section 8 now.
All right.
Because if you look at Section 8 in some areas of the states, they've taken the hood and totally refurbished it.
Okay.
It don't even look like the hood.
Okay.
But it empowers the property owners in cooperation with the government that they find young families to rent the properties.
Yes.
So there's, you know, it's set up. Government now provides housing for young families and then they're in homes that they can afford. And it brings up the market value of the area that they're increasing.
Yes, and you would see that, right? Because with my solar initiative, right, going out trying to be able to reduce the cost of energy in Pinewood, we teamed up with Sunshine Finance to create a zero-down financing option. For solar.
That's awesome. Right?
So we're steadily creating innovative ways for persons in Pinewood.
Somewhere Graham Weatherford is proud of you, my brother. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
What's happening, man? It's Mr. St. Petersburg again.
Hey, what's going on, St. Pete? What's happening?
Man. Hey, check it out. That area in Pinewood Garden with all the flooded. I remember back in Nassau Village when we used it. That area is all swamp. And the way they put that, they put dirt and packed that down, It can always be flooded. America, like when they like in the Everglades, when they flood that in, they should have put better drainage system before they build on that. That can always be a flooded area. Like the whole area used to be flooded back in the 70s. Then
St. Pete, you still there? St. Pete, you still there? All right, call us back. Yeah, I appreciate you calling. I know you listen online, and I appreciate you calling, but we're not dropping you, brother. That's just connection, you know? Real talk, call back. But, so,
you know, there's some falsalities with the flooding in Pinewood, right? Some issues are because of poor construction, and then some issues came when Linden Pinland Estates was established, and they didn't take into consideration that when all of that was green space, all of the water ran off into there. But they built Linden Pinland Estates up higher, and so now all the water kind of settles right down in Pinewood. It isn't so much that it was built in a swamp, because we have seen many reclaimed lands that do not flood.
So now how do we rectify this, though, in 2023? Not that I want to go way off course from talking about, you know, the trade skills development and all of that, but I do have Texas hitting me. So obviously, you know, they're residents in Pine, but that's the biggest issue with them, the flooding.
Yeah, and so I know it was supposed to be a solution for the flooding. I haven't heard back from it yet. I know it was a plan that was presented. But at this point, we only can continue to hope that the government does what they say they're going to do.
All right. So at this stage of the game, though, we got a call. Let's go to the phone line and I'll get that question in. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Call us back. How do we empower Pine? I know this is the initial start. Mm-hmm. But obviously, do you have other levels or platforms to this program that will ripple off, that will get it to other levels of the government, that not only for trade skills, but then empowering Pinewood in other ways?
Yeah. So we're looking at, with this trade skills.
Because basically, I have a text saying, I'm one of the academia side of Pinewood. What about us?
Yes. And so, all right. I'm trying to solve issues inside Pinewood, and one of the first approaches is persons that aren't succeeding in school, right? So at this time, I haven't yet focused on persons that are succeeding in school, because there are already established platforms for persons like you. Right now, I'm focused on mainly the persons that genuinely need my assistance and need the assistance of the government to help not just say go to school, but to craft a way for after school to say that, all right, well, yes, I've gone to school from grade 7 to grade 12, but then now what? I'm trying to provide a career pathway for these students to say, well, I know exactly what it is or where I'm trying to go. And in the meantime, while I'm trying to figure myself out, if I'm not aware of where I want to go, I have an opportunity to make a meaningful income that I don't have to do anything negative to earn a living.
All right. Now, we got to get to the break, Gerard. But before we get to the break, because, you know, I got to open up the lines a little bit for some of these headliners, and I appreciate you stopping by today. Mm-hmm. And you know that whenever you need to get on leading up to November to get the word out, you got a spot here, so it's all good. But how can folks get in touch with you now ahead of time? Even though you haven't set up the websites and so on and so forth, is there a contact or a Pinewood Community Center that they can reach out to? Because obviously we have people involved. Mr. Darvill of Pinewood, I love what you're saying about hands-on trades and craftsmanship. I don't know if you're a master tradesman yourself, but Darvill, you're on the right path. For what I have observed and experienced, let me open up the text now. From what I've observed and experienced over the years in the Bahamas, the hands-on careers pay faster and better. To me, you can take care of yourselves and family faster and build wealth easier and better than folks with academic certificates and degrees. I say this from observing multiple family and friends with trades versus academic certificates and degrees. Bahamians, open your eyes and look at what is really happening. Please see things for what they really are.
Yeah.
So obviously somebody very impassioned about that.
Right. And that's the truth, because if you look back at our grandparents, right, our grandparents could have had two or three homes that they were taking care of, and they were tradesmen. When their children turned into academia, you now have this debate about going 50-50, right? Going 50-50 never was a talk when behemoths were in trade.
Right.
And I am a tradesman. Unconventional tradesman. I'm a custom broker. I am in the trade of doing custom brokerage, right? Import, export.
So there you go. So he does have a trade there, Texas, so you know. All right, Gerard, well, I appreciate you stopping by. And again, hit them with the numbers and the information, how they can reach out to you.
Yeah, so you know, I'm on Facebook, Gerard Darvill. You could be able to stop in and let me know your interest, or you could be able to contact me, 804-8802. Let me know the interest that you have, how many kids, and we could be able to start the registration process.
There you go, man. Appreciate you stopping by. We'll get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll open up the lines and get you ready for the 5 o'clock hour. Keep it right where you got it. The Thursday, September 14th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. And don't forget, special guest in the 5 o'clock hour today, boxing champ Toriano Johnson. We're talking big things with him coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Don't touch it.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bold espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust.
It's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Get the flavor explosion that'll satisfy all your bacon cravings. The KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich from the Fried Chicken Experts features two crispy strips of bacon on a premium 100% white meat chicken filet, layered with two slices of cheese, smoky chipotle mayo, and our secret surprise, sweet bacon jam, all stacked on a buttery brioche bun. Experience the sweet and smoky explosion today, as it's here for a limited time. KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich. It's finger licking good.
We're back at you on the Thursday, September 14th edition of Talking Heads. Now, listen, I opened up the lines. We got a couple of minutes left, about 15 or so. Listen, I got to look at this headline right now. This headline just jumping off the pages of the Nassau Guardian. Now, tell me what y'all think about this. Y'all think this is actual factual, or you just think this is trying to put a Band-Aid on a knife wound? BPL fuel charges reach their peak. Consumers can now expect lower rates moving forward. But listen, let me tell you all, BPL, I want you all to triple the discount or triple the lowerage like you triple the increase. Okay? I can tell you horror stories. People have shown me their bill. What, they had gone from $400 a month to $1,600 in 1 month. Bam! That wasn't even my bill and I had to sit down. So please, with the same conviction and the same multiple stories y'all give us as to why things is happening and not happening, and please, let us know if these reductions, all right, lower rates are going to be the same way that the increases were. If it worked that way, it could kind of act some things off and then things might be copacetic. But that still don't explain the load shed and all that. But anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Lordy, this is Mr. St. Petersburg again.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Well, look, yeah, you becoming a local celebrity down here, boy. I turn all the Bahamian people down here to you, boy. They be saying, I like the way Lordy be laughing. They love you live, boy.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I had good times in St. Pete. Many, many good times. I had some good comedy clubs in that area, man.
I got people from all the Sarasota and say, man, what time Naughty come on? I said, man, 4 o'clock.
Man, will you keep all my Bahamians locked and loaded over there? 4 to 6 every day, all right?
They be taking their lunch around 4 o'clock, boy.
Well, they got to listen to me on lunch. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Yeah, peace out, man.
All right, man, St. Pete. I look forward to hearing from you again, man. Be safe. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio.
Most definitely.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
A pleasant good evening, Ronnie. How you doing?
Sparkadocious, what you got for me today, Sparky?
Well, let me call you before the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, Jesus, do that, man. So how you feeling today? You feeling any better today?
There's a particular Woody Woodpecker out there. Probably he's following me around the talk shows.
Oh, you got a stalker?
Yeah, I got a stalker, a particular voice.
Well, you've completely arrived now, Sparky. You can check off all the boxes. You got a stalker. You come full circle.
Yeah.
You've arrived.
I just want him. I wish I could meet him someplace where we find the brown bottles.
Uh-huh.
So I could meet him face to face. And he could call his name, but he don't have to be following me around talk shows complaining about everything I do. Let him know I was an original talk show host, and then he'll get Sammy Davis Jr. say, I got to be me.
Well, Sparky, let me give you some little advice, right? If I can, even though
Let me talk for you before the 5 o'clock hour comes.
Well, fine. Don't take my advice, Sparky. Don't take my advice. Everything cool.
Yeah. Like me and you can talk over the brown bottles.
I just think that dude's stalking you. Maybe you know
yeah,
when they come out, when they want to get into the game, they come after the big dog. They might look at you as a big dog, so they're trying to.
Other fellas, if you don't like Sparky, turn the radio off because I can call the show.
We know that.
Get another channel when Sparky come on because I can call the show and I can say what I can say and I can be disgusting to nobody and I or you can't even throw me off with no cussing. But what I wanted to say, no matter you were talking about the BEC BPL bill.
Uh-huh.
From I was living down in Pride Estate, April 2006, being a bachelor and all that kind of thing, naughty, I just watch my bill. I turn off things when I'm not using it. Basically, the TV on now, the phone on, and the fridge on, and the fan on me. And I watch my bills. My bills normally be around, as a bachelor, around $120-something a month. My last bill gone up to $460 a month. The first time in my life from 2006 I've been down here. From $125 maximum to $460-something a month. You hear me, Naughty?
Yeah, I listen, Sparky.
Last month.
Well, why don't you try some folks who went from $400 a month to $1,600 a month?
Yeah, but I never been to no 400. But now what I'm saying is, my salary ain't jumped that far. I still on pension from National Insurance. That don't move.
Right.
That's the same thing every month. From then, from I would say from the last two governments, everything been going up between 12% VAT, 10% VAT. All the grocery and all the stores, everything been going up from corned beef to rice and everything. Which used to be $3 now $8. Milk used to be around $3. Now milk is $11. Everything gone up around me, but my salary remained the same. Now electricity gone up. How are we supposed to survive in here? When you're trying to even not even be middle class, you're just trying to survive. And gas gone up now. Everything going up, but nobody's salary moving. You got MPs getting $100,000 here, plus they're getting $100,000 for their constituency. But ain't nothing moving with the people down here, what we call poor people. You got people standing on Wolf Road, on East Street South, Market Street South, standing around churches every day, begging food. In a country, what per capita is the richest little country in the Western Hemisphere, the Bahamas. Hey.
I listen, Sparky.
Nassau is the capital of Bahamas. Bermuda is the gateway of Bahamas. We celebrating 50 years of anniversary. At least say we could spend a whole year celebrating 50 years of rule. Everybody partying, going to government house, going to all the balls, partying up and everything, and the people getting poor.
Got a chance,
now, I don't care who in power, but they say government is continuous. How could certain people around here getting rich, 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 and people getting poor, 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 and then bills going up around everybody? Something just ain't right. I had enough of that. Talk sports later. And tell the fella I got called because Sammy Davis Jr. say, I got to be me.
All right, no problem. It's all good, man. Sammy Davis Jr. also said, who can take the sunshine, sprinkle it with dew? Candy coater it with a miracle or two. The Candy Man can. Remember that one, Kermit? Let's play the Candy Man from Sammy Davis Jr., man. You pull that up for me? We play that for Sparky. The Candy Man. When Sparky called, he's give you candy, boy. He's give you nuggets. All right, good little talk there. But who's stalking Sparky? I need to know who is stalking Sparky? Listen, Texter, why do you think I do radio? Why do you think I did radio all them years? I can't sing, so I will announce the singers. I will talk. Okay? But if I have to every now and again, I will. Okay? And I see who texted me. It's your big head. Anyway, it's all good. But don't sing. Okay. You and I just can sing now, right? Anyhow, that's why I do comedy, all right? Texter. Anyhow, boy, look here. I tell you all, my audience, you all is the biggest and the best. But you all biggity bad, boy. You all really biggity. You all just take them big step off the reservation sometime. Not them little step, them big step. Kermit, can we do a voice identification as to who Sparky Stalker is? What, oh, they didn't call here? Because he said he followed the talk show, so if he followed on the talk show, he should be calling now, right? If you stalking correctly, Stalker, Sparky just called, you're supposed to call me now and say, hey, this is Sparky Stalker. Wait, Lord have mercy. The things you hear and the things you see when you ain't looking. All right, Naughty, that headline, translated, BPS says they have juiced us enough, they stop. Oh, God. They made quote A. Another text question says, Sparky, you better go check your neighbors. They probably got the drop quite to your house. Why did you all do that, man? Why? Why? Because you know if it's funny enough, I'll read it. Because at the end of the day, laugh now, cry later. You can't be so uptight. Sometimes you got to take a step back and laugh at things, you know? Have a little chuckle. All right, don't forget at the 5 o'clock hour, Earl the Pearl will be joining us. As always, Troyana Johnson will be joining us as well for the first portion of that. We'll be talking boxing. Then Earl and I will be getting you ready for that Thursday night football game. Philadelphia Eagles, Minnesota Vikings coming up. All right. Let me check back on the text lines. Man, Naughty tells Spark Meyer to keep. Texter, who is this? Texter, send me your information. Listen to me. I will always give credit where credit is due for a good joke. Spark Meyer? Like Quagmire? Giggity, giggity, goo! Oh, my God. Why didn't I think of that first? Texter, I hate you. Not in a bad way. I'm in a good way, I mean that. That's good right there, Texter. I like that one. Spark Meyer. We're officially going to name Sparky now Spark Meyer, okay? And I have the perfect Quagmire giggity, giggity, goos to bring in. We gonna fix it up for Sparky. Texter, send me information. I can give you a prize today, man. Honestly, this was a good one. But you made me laugh. Takes a lot to make me laugh, and Spark Meyer got me rolling. Whee! Hey, thank God Sparky is back to really everything going up. But his friend Brave ain't listening to no one. Naughty tells Sparky hook up with Graham Weatherford so he can go solar powered off the grid. No more BEC or BPL. Dump them. By the way, the next texter stalking Sparky is probably a lady. Somebody texted and stating why Sparky don't get married. Tell her leave the legendary Sparky alone. Go solo, Sparky. Talk to Graham. Okay, that was kind of one text in one, but I think you can decipher it. Noi, tell Sparky the next FNM administration in 2026 under Michael Pintard will finally, after 50-plus years, establish an actual workable social safety net that includes social housing. All right, text. I screenshot this one. I can hold you all to it. Anyhow, would you look at that, Mr. Producer? Right enough time to play the song for Sparky, for Sparkmire. Do we have a Quagmire in there by any chance? Do we have a giggity giggity goo? We'll get that. But we got one lined up for you. Oh, we got a call real quick. Let's get this call real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
We don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
Hey, Jetta News Network, what's going on, man? Let me ask you a question. Have you been stalking Sparky? Is it you that Sparky is running, wondering, you know, who's stalking him? Is it you, Jetta News Network? Could it be you?
Well, he can't be talking to me because Sparky is the only man ever give me a half a cup of 32-gun salute to George Street in the Raleigh Boys and get me there drunk.
Don't talk it. 32-gun salute?
32-gun salute. And when Gallon Bottle asked him if he remember that, tell him this. If he talking about me, then this the fella he take picture with Independence Night to John Canoe 2 years ago, and he get me drunk off half a cup of rum with 32 different rum in it. So oh, he can't be talking to me.
I'm glad you established that, because you said you get drunk off half a cup of rum, but then you told me that the cup had 32 different rum in it, right?
The bottle, what he had, the gallon bottle, what he had 32 different rum in it. And he gave me a cup full to George Street in the Valley Boys, and by the time I was half of the cup, I knew where I was. I had to throw the rest away.
That's lighter fluid,
can't be talking to me.
That's lighter fluid. That's lighter fluid, or flick, what he give you, boy?
Wait, that's a couple of things. So he can't tell him he can't be talking to me, because if he's talking to me, he knows just where to find me, right in the Valley.
All right, no problem, man. Well, I appreciate right. your GNN. And don't give me no half a cup of 32 gun salute. Everything cool. I'll take your word for it. But you can give me a big cup of all number 7 whenever you want. Anyway, with that being said, let me check the text real quick. Tell Naughty 2023, I highly doubt his stalker is a woman. Oh, God. Naughty, I appreciate that. All right, good. I got your information. All right, creator of Sparkmire. I like that one. That's some good stuff. All right, and we're going to play it for Sparkmire right now, going into the break. All right, because Sparky say Sammy Davis Jr. say he got to be him. And only you could be you, Sparky, because there's only one of you. But, you know, you're a candy man in your own right. So we're going to play this one for you today, man. Here's Sammy Davis Jr. From us to you, Sparky, we love you. But most of us do, except for your stalker.
Change, 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 change. This gentleman.
Who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew?
Thank you.
Cover it with chocolate or a miracle or two.
The candy man.
The candy man can.
The candy man can, cause he mixes it with love to make the world taste good. And who can take a rainbow, wrap it in a sigh, soak it in the sun and make a groovy pie? The candy man can.
Sparkmire can. Oh, Sparkmire can. It's the Sparkmire man. We're making a remix right now. Let it play.
Make the world taste good. The candy man makes everything he makes satisfying
and delicious. Sparkmire.
Childhood wishes. You can even eat
the dishes.
Put it in a cream.
Sparkmire.
Separate the solvent and collect up all the cream.
Sparkmire can. Oh, Sparkmire can. Sparky, that's for you, brother. We go into the news. I go into the break.
The world tastes good. The candy man makes everything he makes satisfying and delicious. Talk about your child.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Calling all junior and senior high school students. You could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, What Does Going Digital Mean to You? For junior high students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school, and grade level, as well as your parents' contact information to alpha@platoalpha.com by Friday, September 22nd. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio on September 29th. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. It's the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition, powered by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Created Events and Marketing presents Becoming, a transformative women's empowerment summit that will take place on September 24th at the National Training Agency located on Gladstone Road at 3 p.m. Phenomenal speakers include DeQuessa Dean, Simone Bowe, Shirley Pinder, Marissa Mason-Smith, and Dr. Nyambi Campbell-Dean. Not to mention a flaunted fashion show segment hosted by Miss Phyllis Garraway. Tickets are $50 and can be purchased at the Nassau Guardian or Essence Med Spa, number 15 Bradley Street, Palmdale. Part proceeds will be donated to the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one poison me, throw me thing up. Plus me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dark way you did that when the thing tough. No food, clean water fi drink up. Now me and the dog them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip hop apocalypse up.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban linked up. How much ice just a hurr and me rinse up.
Okay.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cock us bag a thing now. Bets throw me I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
If I tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the town, born again, them said the flow ungodly. My mind need Jesus. Girls call cookies when my mind need reefer. Girl, when my frost, you can't stand me neither. Aim excellent, point blank, tell the truth. Bullets never miss the chin like a Chinese teacher. Yeah, every bad mind fraud, them is this. Them parents get corrupt, so them born negative. How much longer you got yet for people? You know, see, you're not benefit.
We're back at you on the Thursday, September 14th edition of Talking Heads. And we're into the 5 o'clock hour. We got Pearly zoomed in, right? Pearly. Pearly, come off the mute button, Pearly.
I just got in. I'm here.
Okay, you wipe your feet before you come in the room?
Yeah, I always do.
All right, good. Well,
I ain't taking my shoes off, though.
Nobody, no, for God's sake. Told you I'm getting done. Like Ronnie about to say. Boy, look at that's one of the greatest. That's the greatest, not one of the greatest lines ever, you know.
We
used to go to high mass Sunday morning with black high top tennis on and don't let it rain because what? Told you I'm going to kill you.
Listen, I was in Ronnie Butler. I idolized him. I thought he was one of the greatest musicians. Loved his music.
I was kind of spoiled. You know, my grandpa was owner of I Need a Laundry on West Bay Street.
Yeah.
Mr. Butler used to take all his stuff down there to get dry cleaned. Him and Pa were very good friends.
Okay.
All the albums when they came out, invited to the parties, the autographs, all of that, you know, autograph copies of that album. So I grew up on Ronnie. But when I was about five or six, I discovered something called the Party Album.
Yes.
My God, that's my favorite album ever of all time from Ronnie Bell. You hear me? And y'all wonder why I'm a comedian to this day?
You never hear that on the radio.
And listen to me.
I met Ronnie when I was 10 years old. My dad was the was a member of Parliament at some of the fashion show, and I was the guest model or something. And he stopped me and asked me if I ever had guinea corn hominy and lard. If I ever had pea soup and dumpling and all that. And from then,
what about Stu Shad and grits?
All of that. He messed with me for that whole show, and it was so funny.
See, you supposed to ask him if he was drinking slow gin fizz and ting and ting and ting, or he still drinks switch out the can.
I didn't know very much. At that young age, I didn't know very much, but I got to know all about Ronnie Bartha after that, and no matter where I saw him, it was always a wonderful greeting.
I remember, I'll be honest with you, man, he always used to remember me as KM's grandson, and I used to take that, you know, that was a badge of honor. I used to love that, you know. Yeah, KM grandson.
I was just young Thompson.
I can be honest with you, though. Pa told me one time, and Mommy told me one time, Lord bless her, that if I catch you listening to that album again, I can spank you. Then I went to hide the Ronnie Butler Party Album, right? Guess whose comedy albums I found?
Richard Pryor.
And Red Fox. And Bill Cosby. God. I went from the frying pan straight into the fire. God.
And Red Fox had a serial stand-up. Serious.
Listen.
Serious stand-up.
Listen to me. I listened to it as a child.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't supposed to, but found it and listened. I thought it was hilarious then. But when I became a comedian, and if you're going to be a good comedian, you study the greats. And you don't study them for really material, but you study them for more cadence, nuance, stage presence, how they pace the stage, Red had one of the most impeccable styles there was, and that covered up for the fact that he was one of the most vulgar comedians ever.
But
he could have you rolling. And he could use those, colorful words as adjectives in a way that only Red could do it. It was just absolutely brilliant the way he did it.
Yeah. And I think, and right behind him would be Richard Pryor, but Richard Pryor's facial expressions and stuff was the key to a lot of his stuff.
When Richard talked, and see, the biggest thing in comedy is self-deprecation. If you can make people laugh about what makes you cry, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've come full circle as a comedian because you're sharing yourself, but at the same time, you're letting people laugh at your pain, the yin and the yang. What makes you laugh also makes you cry. What makes you cry also makes you laugh. The whole basis of comedy.
Yeah.
And when Richard Pryor on stage did a joke about him when he had the crack addiction and he caught on fire.
Yes.
He lit a book of matches on stage and goes, what's this?
Yes.
Me running down the street. Woo!
Yes. He was hilarious. He was
brilliant.
Hilarious.
Brilliant.
He was, yeah.
So,
but anyway, we could be talking sports. Sorry.
No, but guess what? I don't think we went too far off course with this. I think because people could appreciate I getting Texas line and then killing themselves laughing with Red Fox and so on. Yeah, Red was the man. Pryor was the man too.
Yeah. Do you ever like Bob Hope?
Listen, let me tell you something. For one-liners, okay, and what I call sticky comedy.
Yes.
Bob Hope was hilarious. They was corny as all outdoors sometimes, but guess what? He would make you laugh with him. But you had to understand going in, he was a talk fool. You know he was coming, but he was a talk fool.
Yeah. All right, one last one before I digress.
Rodney Dangerfield? Huh?
What about Rodney?
I just said Dangerfield. You picked my mind. I said it before you did. You didn't hear me say it. I said Rodney.
No,
Brilliant. In every way, sense, shape, or the form, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Every joke that he did was made about him.
Yes. From No Respect, right straight down, yeah.
Listen to me, man.
Okay.
Listen. He said I was so ugly as a child. They used to tie a pork chop around my neck so the dog would play with me. Jesus. See, I saw my wife the other night. She say, I want you to take me somewhere I've never been for our anniversary. So I took her to the kitchen. Jesus. All right, Pearlie. We're going to get to the break. On the flip side of the break.
Let's do this. We're going to get to do
we got our special guest in studio, so we're going to get to the break. We're going to talk to Toriano Johnson. He's got big things coming up. After we talk to him, that we can do today in sports, and we'll get ready for the picks for tonight, all right?
Sound good to me?
All right. You got it locked and loaded. Keep it right where you got it. The Thursday, September 14th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
For many people, a breast cancer diagnosis can feel like a battle they're facing alone. But we're all in this together. Because breast cancer patients are our mothers, sisters, daughters, our friends. Women need to be assured that they have access to the screening they need and the support they deserve, because every woman matters. Every story is powerful. Every voice makes a difference. Join Guardian Media Group as we pink up the month of October for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Show your support. Place your ad. Give your story, your voice in the Nassau Guardian, Star 106 Hits, Guardian Radio, or Hot 91. For more information, contact your account executive or call 302-2300. Join Guardian Media as we motivate our community by supporting a powerful cause and raising awareness for Breast Cancer Awareness Month this October.
Get the flavor explosion that'll satisfy all your bacon cravings. The KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich from the Fried Chicken Experts features two crispy strips of bacon on a premium 100% white meat chicken filet, layered with two slices of cheese, smoky chipotle mayo, and our secret surprise, sweet bacon jam, all stacked on a buttery brioche bun. Experience the sweet and smoky explosion today, as it's here for a limited time. KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich. It's finger-licking good.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year, ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
What would you do with extra cash?
Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage costs. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US $1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to US $2,000 off home insurance. With up to US $10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
We are back at you right here on Talking Heads. Purdy back in the building, right? We got Purdy still zoomed in, correct?
Yeah, I ain't gonna be again.
All right, well, Purdy, you know, we have our special guest in studio, Mr. Toriano Johnson. He's a former Olympian, former bronze medalist, okay, in the Olympics, Commonwealth Games.
Well, that's Junior Olympics.
Junior Olympics, yeah, all right. In addition to that, he's a Commonwealth Games silver medalist, 8-time Charifta gold medalist, and one of the best junior and senior boxers we've ever put out in this country. In addition to that, went to the professional ranks and is the former WBC silver belt, WBC Continental, North American Boxing Federation, and WBA international champion. And he's one of our favorites here on the show. Good to see you, man. Welcome back. How are you?
I am good. It's good to be here, Mr. Naughty.
Good
Can't
to see
complain.
You. And listen, man, I when I talked to you yesterday, I called Perry. I said, Perry, we're going to have Champ on the show. And he's got a big announcement. And I'm looking at this thing now, and I'm saying, you know what? This is going to be a special event. Very special event. And it's going to, I think, open up the doors for more special events. So I'm going to let you break it down for everybody.
Well, of course, everybody. My name is Toriano Johnson. Yeah, yes, the one and only. If you got a problem with me, we can argue about it. Or the best thing is step in the ring and we can fight about it.
We ain't got no problem now.
Of course, you ain't got no problem because we know how that's going to go.
I got no problems.
But right now, boxing is at a, not even at a decline. It's pretty much, it's on a flat line. You know, it's on a flat line. There's no activity in boxing. It's sad to say that that's the state that boxing is in today. I am not the savior in any which way. I don't claim to be a savior of boxing, but I think I can bring a spark to at least, you know, put a little heartbeat back into boxing. Come December 9th, I will be putting on a boxing event, a boxing show, whereas yours truly, Toriano Johnson, will be competing, as always, against some of the best fighters in the world, not any mediocre show. December 9th, and believe it or not, it's going to be taking place at the Fusion Theater. Yes, the very same Fusion Theater there.
At the Fusion Superplex. That's a good spot for a boxing match.
Well, it's going to be the first of its kind in the Superplex, and I'm excited for this moment. I'm very excited. It's going to be, yes, I am retiring, but of course I'm going to retire with a big bomb, fighting a big fighter, and indeed I'm coming extra big for this fight. I'm no longer going to be fighting at 160.
You're coming a little bit bigger.
I'm coming in a few pounds, yeah, and I kind of like the size I got right now, but I'm coming in kind of heavy. But hey, I'm coming in to perform. I've never really headlined a card here in the Bahamas as a professional fighter, so it's going to be my first fight here, and yes, it's going to be my last fight. This is one that was going to bring a commemoration to my retirement. Yes, I am retiring on this fight, and I'm asking the public at large to come out. And I also have an extra treat on that card. You know, I'm now beginning my promotional career, bringing in two of my young fighters who have already signed to my promotion. At the same time, we just may be having a Mr. Naughty and Mr. Ambi taking place.
You're really that next Logan Paul celebrity boxing foolishness thing. You're at a different level. But what's more important for me is to know that, because somebody just texted me, Champ, illustrious career. How long has it been, Toriano,
man,
since you started boxing until now?
Wow. Let me tell you something. I started boxing from 7 years old.
Okay.
At least going on to 7.
Right.
I'm 39 now.
So you see the journey. He's earned his retirement. I mean, look at the belts he's won. The one thing that I would say as a boxing fan, I was a little bit robbed by that hand injury, because I think you would have, I think you had the business for Triple G at the time.
Wow.
I honestly looked at the fights and I said, Ronaldo Dawson and I talked about it on a previous sports show, other sports heads, we talked about it. What you put in front of him at that time,
yes,
and the way you fight and the way you know how to position yourself and your reach and everything, we all thought, boy, that could be the next one. Boy, that hand, man.
It is awesome to be there on top of the world, you know, and I must say, you know, I've been able to rub shoulders with the best and not just give them trouble, you know. I've been putting them down and I've been putting in the work, you know, so.
But what I'm excited about is the post-career, because a lot of times you see fighters, they retire and you hear nothing about them. But I liken you to Bernard Hopkins, the executioner, who seamlessly went from fighting into promotion and is doing a great job. I would say also Oscar De La Hoya, but you ain't as much as a train wreck as Oscar these days when I see him in an interview. True,
both of them are my mentors, and yes, we work closely together because I was signed by Golden Boys. Yes,
but man. I remember, I know the influence Bernard Hopkins had on you. Because
yes, he did.
Unbeknownst to you, he was in Dunkin' Donuts one morning when I was doing a remote. He came in for coffee. He was on vacation. Wow. We ended up sitting down talking for the longest, and he brought you up.
Yes, no, Bernard did a great...
I think he's a great ambassador for boxing, still post-career. I mean, he's one of the greatest fighters ever. And then he's trying to get as many young fighters out there as possible. So to be aligned with him is awesome. And the fact that you're now going into promotion, you know you got a whole backyard that's all yours.
Yeah, you know,
I see it. You got a whole backyard that's yours. You got a lot you can recruit from here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, you don't ever blow your own horn, but yeah, the truth is, you know, nobody here can really handle the Toriano Johnson. And yes, this is my home. This is my office, and I'm going to handle it the best way I see fit. Right now, we have some young, talented young men in this country. The sad part about it, we have not created any infrastructure. We have not created any We do not have a development program.
No golden gloves, no amateur boxing, none of that.
In fact, you know what? Boxing has been on such a decline. In fact, like I said, it's a flat line at this point now because, you know, the fish stink from the head. I mean, don't get me wrong, man. No.
No, but we need to do something because for a long time, boxing has been in flux. So, if not, why not? At some point, we need to get all the heads together.
Well, I can't say a long time. I mean, you know, it was 2008. You know, just a few years ago, we had a boxer qualified. Oh, yeah, that's me. You know, qualified.
It's 2023, brother. That's 15 years.
Wow.
I'm just saying. But I think that there's a lot of potential here. I mean, you do have youth boxing programs. They've come on the show. You know what I mean? And they do a good job.
I beg to differ on that.
In the sense that for what their means are,
I beg
to
differ even on that.
Why would you differ on that?
Because I do not see the effort that they are putting in. I don't see that. I don't see that. And I tell you now, with tears in my heart, I can't put it over here on the mic. But it's sad to see how they're handling boxing.
Now,
it's sad to see how the heads and the leaders and the presidents of boxing is handling boxing. And so now it is taken upon ourselves, those who are interested not just in boxing, but in the young men. Take this and take it if you don't like it, that's your business. But boxing is one of the cures for our social ills that is going on with our young men and women today.
And boxing is a big part of
sports. For negligent time, I'm telling you, because let me tell you, there is no spot in the world, no program in the world, nothing in the world can bring you from rags to riches like boxing.
Or teach the discipline that boxing teaches as well.
Oh, my. I mean, when I started boxing...
Did it have an impact on you? And I want to ask you personally. So folks, you're making noise about a situation, but you also are a living testament to the product and the benefits that boxing does, if you look at it positively.
I could have been one of the kids, you know, out there. I know a deathly sport. Boxing is nothing to play with. You can play basketball, play volleyball. You could even play football. But you cannot even say, I'm going to play boxing. Mm-mm. And so with that sense, you know, you have to take this matter very seriously. When we go there and have a tend to come your way or you tend to go trouble's way, you know, you got to realize who you are. You are a walking weapon. And when you go out there, you know, and you're making trouble, let me tell you something, that could end very badly for
right.
you. And I've learned that for me to fight on the street with these hands, you know how much these hands work? Shoot, I have my hands insured, man.
Right.
These hands are insured. After I broke my hand the first time, buddy, I had no problem breaking it again because I got these insured.
Yeah,
you know, but these worth money and it will not pay me if I hit a brother on the street.
Right.
For free, damage my fingers. Why would I do that? In that sense, that sense part of it that I have value.
Right.
I have value. Why would I go there and be negligent?
Now, my question is, as with part of your promotion, you know, life after boxing and your promotional company and being a promoter, do you plan to set up maybe a gym here in the Bahamas to recruit young talent or to give them an opportunity to come through the system and come up the ranks?
I appreciate you saying the Bahamas because it's not just Nassau, it's not the Bahamas. And I'm looking to go throughout the islands. I'm looking to go throughout the islands and I'm looking to set up camps in every single island we have out there. Is it possible? Yes, it is possible. And I am interested in doing that. I have a younger sister. You know, she's our first female boxer in the Bahamas. The history of the Bahamas, Kayla Johnson.
Correct.
She's our first female boxer to even actually fight a male. She fought two males.
Just because she used to beat you up when you were small, you ain't got to phrase it like that. Say she used to beat you, that's all.
I got killed by 8 years, man. That's my baby sister. But to tell you the truth, I was the folks, I am the weakest in my family when it comes to strength. But I did pose greater strength than them through heart. I had a great determination, you know, to go there and push. And whenever I feel that pain of working out, I would push even harder. But, you know, we have my people like my sister Kayla Johnson, the first female boxer in the history of the Bahamas. And she's also the first female box fight males. Now she's also the first female amateur boxing IBA certified coach, internationally certified coach.
Pearly, sound like you need to add your sister to your sports female hall of fame, you know.
Oh, Kayla's no
that's
joke.
What sounded, that's what it sounded like to me.
Hey, you don't put her there. She's gonna beat you up, man. She's gonna beat you up.
You got any questions?
She'll have a big fan on the radio. That's what I'm telling you.
You have any questions for the champ there, Pearly?
No, the question I wanted to ask him is what was the state of boxing in the Bahamas today? And outside of you having this boxing show, what are the things you think we can do to try bring boxing back?
Well, you know, to me, my focus is not on boxing solely. My focus is on the young men and women of this country. I have a Big Brothers Outreach Ministry. And, you know, I've learned that boxing, you don't have to pay, you know, no $30, no $40 for no cleat to run the track. You don't have to pay $100 for no tennis racket. You don't have to pay so much dollars for a baseball bat or even training. All you need to do is go to that gym with a sneaker and a short pants and a tank shirt on and come with your heart, and that's what you pay for. Boxing is one of the most affordable training events you can take part in. And even that, boxing is one of the most highest paid in growth when it comes to money. One of the highest paid. So, yeah, I encourage young men and women every day to get involved in boxing. And what boxing does more than any other sport, boxing is not just a sport, it's a lifestyle, and it can help you. It can help you not only with discipline, but it can help you with character. It can help you with character. There's nowhere in this world I haven't been. Well, I haven't been to Antarctica. I guess they don't have no penguins and seals who want to fight me. But
too cold, buddy. Too cold.
I've been everywhere, and boxing took me everywhere I have been. Boxing took me there. Okay. Even able to travel and learn a second language, la capisci l'italiano. And at the same time, I do speak un poquito español. Yeah, and I learned this through traveling. Didn't go to school for it. From Italian to Spanish, I never went to classes for it. It's just traveling. And traveling has taught me a great deal. And traveling has even taught me. And this is what our young men and women have to understand in our country. The Bahamas is not the biggest place on earth. You go to places like Delhi, India, you think that it's so beautiful and so lavish. But, oh, my God, when I went there and came back home, I kissed the ground. You go to Cuba, I come back home and kiss the ground. You go to all of these places that you fantasize about. But the Bahamas is the best place on earth. We are blessed for whatever reason it is. We are blessed. And I thank God for not only being a Bahamian, but for just being in the Bahamas itself. We are blessed.
All right. Now, we got to get to the break, champ. But before we let you go, how can folks get in? I got text coming right now. How do we get in touch with Toriano?
My phone number is 447-1668. 447-1668. 6-8. Give me a call if you have any concerns. Also, you can reach me on my email at TNT, as in Tom, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, Family, FAMILY, Inc., INC, 1984 at gmail.com.
Now, question. What age groups can reach out to you?
You can reach out to me from 7 to 100 years old.
So 7 and up.
7 and up.
All right. I got some text here, man. I think people are, you know, the way sports is going in the country now, baseball, basketball, football, track and field, more disciplines now, it's like a ripple effect. Kids want to get into more sports and try more things in the offseason and so on. So boxing might have a good opportunity to make a comeback right now because it's a new generation and kids are seeing it. And there are new fighters coming up like Bud Crawford and Errol Spence and Jerron Ennis. What's your take on Jerron Ennis? I think Jerron Ennis is the goods, man. I think he might be the one to give Bud Crawford some problems.
No, not a Crawford. You're taking it from somebody who's but not just a boxer, but an analyst. Nah, Bud just need to... he's the real deal, man. Bud is the real, real deal.
All right. Hypothetically speaking, if we can make it happen, because I know there's a difference in weight, right? But if we can make this fight happen, Javante Tank Davis or Bud Crawford?
Crawford. Crawford all day, every day. The young man.
Well, he made a believer out of me because I was a huge Errol Spence fan. But boy, look here, he beat the stuffing out of that muffin.
And you know what? They're going to have a rematch, and it's going to be at a heavier weight. The fight would be much more tougher than it was the last time.
Because of the difference in weight?
But the result's still going to be the same.
Advantage Spence, but Bud's still going to win the fight.
He's still going to win the fight. No, but Spence is not going to have the advantage. Even if Spence goes up two extra weight classes, Crawford's still going to win. Crawford is a special guy. He's one of those. He's just one of those guys you just can't beat.
What about Jermaine Charlo?
You have a problem with me. That's what it was.
No, I'm just asking, Charlo. What do you think of it?
I've been calling out those Charlos from God knows how long. They are cherry pickers. Let me
I'm glad you said it because they are very selective as to who they want to fight, where they fight, how they fight, the weight, the gloves, everything, man.
Those Charlos, to me, I have no respect for them. And, I have to conduct myself in a proper manner.
We got a call. Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, this is the sports section now. This is after five.
Yes, Sparky, what you got for me? You got a question?
Yeah, I wanted to hear the boxing before you go, because I know when boxing was in Nassau Stadium, boxing was in the Birdland. Mm-hmm. Boxing used to be in the Oaksfield Hangar. When boxing was a big thing, Bobby Lloyd, all the Boston Blackie and all of them. Now, the youngster you're talking about, I heard him made mention, but some lady was the first female boxer in the Bahamas. Now, I don't think he really go back that far, because I know through McCullough Corner, there was a lady, I can't remember her name, was named Anne. She was more tomboyish, and she used to walk around a lot, but she used to box in the Birdland. I don't believe this gentleman even know where the Birdland was.
I do know about the Birdland. My dad name is Irvin Johnson. Most people know him as alias Horse.
That's who?
Horse. A lot of people know him as Horse.
Okay, have you never been to the Birdland, though?
No, man. Birdland was done before I was born, from what I understand.
Oh, okay. I used to go to the Birdland.
Then you would know Lionel Glinton, you know.
I know a lot of those guys.
That's my uncle.
I even know when the Birdland was the Valley Boys, Jocko Show.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You know, I know when Sweet Richard used to limbo in there.
Okay.
Then boxing Blackie them used to be there every evening after whatever week they had. Training the young guys. I go back a lot of the names I would forget. You know, the guy from Andrusian Tiger and one guy Abdehaman moved to Florida named Bobby Lloyd. When Bobby Lloyd came over here one time to the Nassau Stadium, Bobby Lloyd forgot his boxing shoes in Miami. My brother was in the corner with him, and I went in the corner too because. My brother, God bless you, there. His wife, Bobby Lloyd, was her cousin. So I got to get with them up in the pilot house club in the room, and Bobby Lloyd didn't have no boxing shoes to go up against Dan Rosian Tiger.
Yes.
And Bobby Lloyd borrowed when fell up there a Convoy's high top tennis, going in the ring in high top tennis, nearly beat the tater.
Well, Sparky, I appreciate you chiming in, man. I appreciate you sharing the story, but we got to get to the break, man. So thank you for that contribution, though. And we've been talking, Freddie, we didn't talk about high top tennis earlier today. Let me open the show. Converse high top tennis. All right, well, Toriano, listen, you have a place here. Whenever you need to come on, whenever you need to promote boxing, use sports and use boxing, your programs, promote your fighters, promote your events. You got it. Mi casa es tu casa.
Y'all come out December 9th. I'm guaranteeing
you. But you could be on before December 9th to talk that up again, so we'll talk to you soon.
Y'all have a blessed day.
Because I'm going to buck you in the food store, and then, you know, you put me in the corner and give me a standing eight. I ain't for that.
Well, I got a problem with you now, but we can save that for a later day.
I said Dallas Cowboy. That's the problem. He's looking at this Dallas Cowboy hat and then.
No, man. You, I only on for a couple of minutes. You know, you give me Michael Jackson. I ain't going to give it back.
Yeah, man. But, you know, we got you on for another one too, man. I got sponsors, you know.
No, man, do your
thing. I appreciate you, man. All right, and remember, December 9th, big, you know, I call it homecoming retirement fight for the champ, and getting ready to get him into his post-boxing career in the promotion field of boxing internationally and locally, taking 242 to the world in a different light. No, this time with the gloves off, not with the gloves on. Appreciate you, man. We'll talk soon, all right?
Bless
get to
you.
The break, man. Flip side of the break. Pearly and I pick tonight's game, and then we get the final 10 from Richie Eisen or Colin Cowherd to get you home. Keep it right where you got it. The Thursday, September 14th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bold espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 823-4374.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama News in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
We're back at you on the Thursday, September 14th edition of Talking Heads. And Pearly, where's the Pearl?
Right in this corner.
All right, before we get to the picks, man, you know, don't forget today is it's Stat Boy's birthday.
Oh, sure, that's right.
I took care of it at the beginning, but you know, right now, you know, I know he's tuning in for the sports, so.
Happy birthday, my brother. Happy birthday. You're 16 now, so that means you're legal for something.
Yeah, me and Uncle Pearly, we can take you for your first brewski soon.
Yes, but do well. Happy birthday. I hope you had a wonderful day. Enjoy your day. Only the sky's the limit, kid. Only the sky's the limit. Go Ravens.
There you go. Go Ravens for sure this weekend. But yes, that boy, we love your contributions to the show. Sancho, you know I'm proud of you. Your mom's proud of you.
Uncle, love you, bro. Uncle, love you.
We love you to pieces. Good stuff, man. Enjoy this and many, many more. And like I say, I still love you even though you put for the Ravens. It's all good.
Hey, ain't everybody perfect?
But, you know, let me share this one story before we do the pick. Do you know 16 years ago, Pearly, 2007, the Cowboys and the Dolphins played? And do you know? Yes, man. I can share this story. I came home from the hospital. MJ was resting, you know what I mean? And you know me, proud daddy, I say, let me hold this. Let me hold this little booger right here and see what's going on, you know what I mean? Sure enough, we sat down there and we watched that game. And he was born September 14th. The Dolphins and the Cowboys played September 16th. Okay?
Okay.
So 2 days after he was born, I sat there with him in my arms for a whole game. And I watched the Dallas Cowboys beat the stuffing out of the Miami Dolphins, 37-20.
You told the story, but that's all right.
And we kneeled the ball down and everything, man. But it was a game to be remembered. I look back, Tony Romo was 14-29 for 186 yards, 2 touchdowns. The late Marion Barber ran for 89 yards and 2 TDs. Julius Jones ran for another 32. Your run defense was solid, but you had no answer for Terrell Owens. 5 for 100, 1 touchdown. Jason Witten had a touchdown. It was, he spread the ball around.
Jason Witten had the back-breaking touchdown.
There you go, 37-20. And we kneeled it down late in the game.
Don't worry about that.
We play again this year. That's what I said. We play again this year in December.
Believe history and repeat itself.
We play this year in December. And 16 years later, as it was then, it will be again. And I'd sit there right there and say, Pretty.
This ain't September. This is going to be Christmas Eve.
Still in the same year, brother. Ain't nothing happening.
That's all right.
You can get a lump of cold Christmas Eve. But I just wanted to share that story, man. That's my Sancho Cowboy Dolphin story. Bring it all together in one. All right, Pearly, who you like tonight? Eagles or the Vikings?
I mean, you think what I'm saying with the Vikings? I don't think the Vikings. I have to kind of agree with you now. I don't think the Vikings can go very far this year.
Listen, the Vikings got a very tough schedule out the gate for the first 6 weeks. They got injuries to the offensive line. Two are starting offensive linemen are not going to play. Injuries to the defense. And, like I said, they lost to Tampa Bay last week. Now, the Eagles have some injuries in the secondary. But guess what? I think that's going to get covered tonight. That's going to get covered tonight. Jefferson will do some damage, but that will get covered simply because the Philadelphia defense is going to put a monumental pass rush on Kirk Cousins. That up front line of the Philadelphia is going to go after Cousins. I think the Eagles win the game tonight. They're at home. They got a good defense. Their offense put up some points last week. They're better than Tampa Bay. They beat Minnesota again. Minnesota may make some improvements from last week, but they still don't get it done. I think Philadelphia gets it tonight.
I believe so. I agree with you. I think Philadelphia has too much. I think Jefferson will get his points, and that'll be good for my fantasy team. I mean, his catches, that'll be good for my fantasy team. But outside of that, Philadelphia by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, Philadelphia, at least I think they get it by double digits, at least a 10-burger, like a 30-20, 31-21 situation.
Yeah, at least a 10, yeah.
I think that's the route it's going to go. I think Philadelphia is the better team right now.
Yards passing, you get the ball off, and Jefferson will have his catches, and that'll be about it.
So we got something. We got calling.
I also think University Miami should walk all over Tone Cookman tonight.
Lord. Yeah, they gonna monkey stomp them tonight. That ain't even going to be pretty.
Yeah.
That ain't even going to be close. All right, well, we got Colin Cowherd taking us home today there, Pearly. All right, and Cowherd's talking about Josh Allen and Tua. I thought you'd find that very interesting. So we'll have Colin.
Just before we go quickly, Josh Allen's getting a lot of flack, making dumb decisions, and then somebody said to Tua, oh, you can't throw the long ball. I think he said 466 yards, fine. I can't throw the long ball 466 yards. And he left the conversation just like that.
Yeah, I tell you, Tua got a little mouth on him, man. He at least pop off. He's sarcastic. I like him. Tua all right with me. I still think the Dolphins suck and I hate him. But Tua all right with me.
But he told the blows. He's good with me.
All right. Listen, you're looking at the game tonight. And I'll give it to you real quick before we get to the final 10. But we're looking at the game tonight. And the game tonight, I'll give you the breakdown right now. Real quick, as we... And you can play it on the Island game, all right? On their sports book, bet it, set it, and forget it. Tonight's book, I like it. I'm looking at the game tonight. And we got the Vikings plus 6. I will tell you right now, and it's an over of 49. I like the Eagles to cover the 6 points, and I like it over due to the injuries on defense on both sides of the football. So I'm taking the over, and I'm laying the Eagles in the points. Eagles minus 6 and over 49. That's a two-team parlay. I'm going to bet it with the Island game, and I'm going to win because that's how I roll, and I always do it responsibly.
Okay.
All right? So we'll talk the rest of the picks tomorrow. Sheldon Longley will be chiming in with all his breakdowns tomorrow as well. All right?
Wonderful. Wunderbar.
All right, and with that being said, we're going to get to the break and let Colin Cowherd take us home. Appreciate you, Pearly. Good stuff, everybody who chimed in. Thanks to my special guest today, Jared Darvall, in the first hour, to Ariana Johnson in the second, and for Pearly chiming in as always. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Be good.
It's Buffalo, and I'm not saying, Josh Allen... That was his fumble. One of the picks was really bad, too, you can argue. One was a great play. But I generally find that talented quarterbacks who throw interceptions, there's a dot, 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 drip, drip, drip. There's a connection to it. PFF this morning, 10 of the 11 top-rated offensive lines, 10 of 11, and the top 6, all offensive head coaches. Near the bottom, Bills, Patriots, Seattle, Texans, defensive coaches. I've been on this for 2 years. Offensive coaches figure out offensive line play very quickly. Andy Reid and the Chiefs did it in 4 months. 5 years for Tomlin, maybe six. 5 years for McDermott. With a better run game and more consistent protection, Josh Allen wouldn't have to run around like Justin Fields, who also has a defensive head coach, trying to save the day 15 times a game. Jordan Love, Tua, Brock Purdy, Matt Stafford this weekend don't feel like they're running for their life. Four of the five most sack quarterbacks week one, defensive head coaches. And Josh Allen's DNA, his quarterback DNA to begin with, is a little wild and out of control. So if you have a hyperactive 12-year-old, I would recommend you don't buy him a Mountain Dew Big Gulp. Why is our kid acting all crazy? I don't know. Parent better? Figure it out? Yeah, why is Josh Allen running around throwing picks? Because he has to save the day because they can't develop a run game 6 years in. His style is already a bit wild. That's how he plays. I mean, Lamar Jackson's style, his feet, his legs are a big component to it. That's why they went out and got him tight ends, guaranteed completions early. Baltimore realized he's a runner. We're going to slowly develop this pass game. We'll start with tight ends, then we'll go to deeper routes. Very smart by Baltimore. Buffalo, yeah, our guy is wild and runs around. Let's have him run around and be wild. I don't know why I throw so many picks. Defensive head coach, defensive culture. I've been on this for a long time. I saw a story in The Athletic this morning. Does Josh Allen need to help his offensive line a little more? Flip the telescope. The O-line, just a few times in the last 6 years, has helped him. You got to help these guys. Chicago and Buffalo's offense, there's talent. Both quarterbacks feel like they have to make the big plays. Jordan Love, all sorts of help this weekend. Clever play calling, excellent protection, solid run game. It's what I saw from Matt Stafford in L.A. and Brock Purdy with San Francisco. There's a theme there. Even Anthony Richardson, the rookie, the raw rookie in Indianapolis, mostly under control, had a couple of bad throws. He's a kid. Nick Wright from earlier this week on Josh Allen and where his issues are.
Since Dable left, Josh Allen has played 19 football games. He has 39 picks and fumbles in those 19 games, more than two a game. At some point, the results must matter. And I understand with Josh that at his best, he's the second best quarterback in football. And at his worst, he can lose you a game to Zach Wilson.
Yeah. O-line run game. Pittsburgh and Buffalo, very similar. Tough physical defensive head coaches. Get the defense right. Have talented young quarterbacks. Maybe a star receiver. Steelers, Bills, last 5 years. Can't figure out the O-line. Why could Andy Reid do it in one offseason? Why did Sean McVay do it with the Rams when he arrived in one offseason? Tua was... Now, this is not a shot at Tua. Some of it was the defense, which should be a lot better than it was. He was facing the Chargers. Nobody gives up more third and longs than the Chargers and Brandon Staley. I like Tua. His arm's good enough. I don't think he throws a great deep ball, but he also has the world's fastest football player, Tyreek Hill, and arguably the second or third fastest player in Jalen Waddle, and a brilliant, not just smart, a brilliant offensive coach. So his arm is good enough. Andrew Luck, people said, his arm, Phil Simms, his arm, it's good enough. What interests me this weekend is Miami at New England. So Brandon Staley is a defensive coach with a Bosa on the edge. Belichick doesn't have that. And Tua threw for 466 yards, three TDs, and 110 passer rating. Tua really likes to throw to the middle of the field, and the Chargers often left it wide open. Here, Tua, it's all yours. If you go look at the throwing chart for Tua this weekend, you go look at the throwing chart, and I'm looking at it now, a lot of stuff off of center. Chargers left it wide open. So what's really interesting to me, 466, 110 passer rating, three touchdowns. If Tua duplicates that effort against New England and Belichick, my bad. If he throws for 440 yards, 3-4 touchdowns, 110 passer rating against Belichick, who doesn't have a Bosa, my bad. But my guess, Belichick is a great defensive coach, will take away the middle of the field and the easy 12-yard completions, bracket Tyreek Hill often, and my feeling is the Chargers once again will have to go, why can't our guy with a bigger defensive payroll stop him at all? So against Bill Belichick, Tua's average against Bill Belichick, passer rating 88, three TDs, two picks per game, 180 yards. Against the Chargers, he looked like Dan Marino throwing against air. He threw for almost five football fields on the road against the Chargers with a Bosa on the edge. So I have said this, is that the great, you know, in sports, when you have something that's great, like Mahomes or Belichick or Saban, you can judge everything off that. Like if Andrew Luck could go behind a bad O-line and go 11-5, that's a great quarterback. Your guy has to be good. I don't want to hear about O-line. Andrew Luck went 11-5 behind a terrible O-line with a coach that got fired. You can't keep making excuses for your quarterbacks because, well, the receivers, we don't have this. Justin Herbert, terrible O-line first year, 31 touchdown passes. Keep making excuses. So we can do that for coaches, too. We can keep making excuses. But Brandon Staley's defense got lit for almost five football fields. So if Tua throws for four football fields this weekend, 110 passer rating, my bad, I'm wrong. It's not a Staley issue. But if you look, Tua's beaten Belichick, but he's down by Belichick. So that's a game Sunday night I'm really interested in. And I've said this, if you didn't watch the New England game, it's easy to say, well, they fell behind. I thought Mac Jones outplayed briefly in the second half Jalen Hurts. And I thought New England, of all the teams that lost this weekend, New England may have been the most promising team that lost. I thought they looked pretty good. Old Mr. McEnroe Jones hater over here, J-Mac, I thought they played really good football. Listen, Philadelphia's got athletes everywhere, jumped on them.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here to get the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out more of the best clips from The Herd or go watch a few segments from other shows on FS1.